Hilda. Hilda. Sahimita. Sahimita. Hololi.
Okay.
Hololi.
And actually, I'm putting them on because Catherine told me to put them on. She says you can't drive me anywhere if you don't have shoes on. So I'm putting them on for her. Can I say something like, E hololi?
Mm-hmm. E hololi.
One more time.
E hololi.
Okay. How would you say he's jealous of us?
That's something we worked on too that I didn't know. I don't know whether we have a word for that. Let's see. What do you have?
Well, the word that I have heard from most people for jealous is hopo. Some people pronounce it.
Mm-hmm. Hopo. That is like a man's jealous of his wife. He's a hopo. That's the same thing. There's sahopo.
Can you say he's jealous of us? Pohopo?
Mm-hmm. Pohopo.
One more time.
Pohopo.
Okay, great. Now, here's what I didn't ask you last week, and I don't know if you know this word. The word for stringing beads.
Stringing bead. Stringing bead. Oak soup. Beads is oak soap.
Right.
What's the word for?
Hotumpi.
Hotumpi, mm-hmm. Yes, that wouldn't come to me.
Could you just say that word, hotumpi?
Hotumpi.
And one more time?
Hotumpi.
Great. What's the word for somebody dying?
Illy.
Okay, again?
Illy.
He gives it
to him.
Emma. Emma. One more time.
Emma.
And he gets warm by the fire.
Luwak inni. Luwak inni. Luwak inni.
Okay. He gets it or he takes it.
Is she? Is she?
Okay. He finishes eating.
Input issa.
One more time.
Input issa.
He gnaws on it like a beaver gnawing on a piece of wood.
Kisli.
Okay.
Kisli.
Okay. He bites it.
Kisili.
Okay, again.
Kisili. Chikisili.
Again.
Chikisili.
And then there's another word for biting something more than once, the way a dog might bite something. Kisli.
Kisli. Mm-hmm.
Could you say that one again?
Kisli.
And he bites you more than once.
So, kisli.
Could you say chikisli?
Chikisli is biting you there.
Right. One more time.
Chikisli. I don't know that word either. Cojuntas.
I think we might have had this problem last week. How do you just say whistling?
Whistling.
Is that conta?
Mm-hmm. Conta.
But for whistling and whistling, you don't know
cojunta. Cojunta. Whistle. I know that. That's.
But not cojunta.
Well, I guess you do say whistling while cojunta.
Okay. Good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one more time.
Coley. Kulitam, or something like that.
Okay.
Kulitam. Did he break it?
I'm looking for a question with Kohole.
Kohole. That I guess that would be a word for
keeping on breaking
it more than once, you know.
Could you say that word again?
Kohole.
And then could you say, could you turn that into a question? Does he keep on Kohole-ing it?
Let's see. No, you could say, Anuash Kulitam. That you did you break that again? Something like that.
When somebody's been drunk and they sober up, what's the word for sobering up? Maybe they drink a lot of black coffee.
I wouldn't know the word for that.
We talked about this last week. I'm sure we talked about the word kostini.
Kostini. See, I don't talk Indian all the time. I have to kind of think a lot.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure your friends don't often get drunk.
No, I don't have anyone that gets drunk. And
so you wouldn't use this word?
No.
Could you say that again, kostini?
Kostini. Lapachi.
One more time.
Lapachi.
Okay. And if somebody sticks that paper on a whole bunch of different places again and again, can you say he sticks it on again and again? He keeps sticking it on. There's two ways people say this. They either say lapahachi or else they say lapalahinchi.
Lapalahinchi would, you know, sound more
to
it.
Would you say that one again?
Lapalahinchi.
Okay, good. And I stuck it on myself. How would you say I stuck it on?
Lapashli.
Okay. Somebody drags himself around. This is another word we didn't do last week. Do you know the word slifitli?
Slifitli. Slithitli.
One more time.
Slithitli.
Something's all worn out. It's kind of ragged. Slipa.
Slipa.
And I know we. Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
Slipa. Lily, would that be a word?
That's
the word?
Could you say that again?
Lily.
Okay. And somebody's hoeing for you guys. So maybe, you know, that guy's out there and he's hoeing, and I say, well, he's doing this for you and your whole family, Frankie. I might say to you, Hachi Lily.
Hachi Lily.
Would you say that again?
Hachi Lily. Running, Malili.
And how would you say to somebody, you're running? Ishmalili?
Ishmalili.
And how would you say he's not running?
Igmalilo.
One more time.
Igmalilo.
And there's another kind of running. Malili.
He ran with that.
Maybe, yeah. Could you say that word? Mum lately.
my Lily, he ran with me.
And if you were going to say this talking to Matt and maybe say, you ran, would you say Ishmalili?
Ishmalili would be more.
Okay. Could you just for us say Ishmalili?
Ishmalili.
Okay. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
Ishmalili would sort of mean someone brings something and you're excited or, you know, something like that. Malili. Something
well,
like that.
Explain that meaning in that word to me in so many different ways. I don't know what it's supposed to mean. Because I think for everybody it means something a little bit different.
Yes, it does.
It sounds more like you're excited about it.
Uh-huh. Malili means you're excited about something. You're running to it or something like that.
Then there's another word for running, malili. This is more like I think the car is still going.
Malili. Uh-huh. Malili. That would be the car still running, or a person could still be running. You know, malili.
Would you say, if you would say to Matt, you're still running?
Ish malili.
One more time?
Ish malili. The dog is jumping. Ufi at Mali.
One more time.
Ufi Mali.
One more time.
Ufi at Mali.
Can you say that just a little bit faster the way you would say it as in the normal conversation? Ufi at Mali.
Ufi at Mali. Jump means Mali and bark.
Wochi.
Mm-hmm.
So he jumps and barks.
Mali cha wochi.
Perfect. One more time.
Mali cha wochi.